Welcome to A Pastor's Perspective.
Now life is full of heartache, struggle, and pain, but the way we see it, we overcome because He overcame.
We are to always pray. And everything that we do it in Jesus' name. Now, a pastor is a shepherd. He's not selfish. He's friendly. He's a helper. A pastor is a teacher. Faithful. Sensible. He's much more than just a preacher. Now, a leader. Well-respected. And this, well, this, my friend,
is a pastor's perspective.
All right. It's your guy, Pastor Kelvin, coming back to you with another episode of your podcast. You know what it is, A Pastor's Perspective. And I'm so excited about being with you all on today. I hope whatever time you are watching this, that you have had a wonderful day, that you are having a start to a wonderful day, that your life is on the upswing despite what may be going on around you. Once again, I'm your host, Pastor Kelvin Steele, right here at A Pastor's Perspective. I just wanted to stop by today, whatever time of day, whatever day you may be watching this, and encourage you today. That's all I want to do for the next few minutes. I just want to talk to you, encourage you for the next few moments. Because this is a Pastor's Perspective podcast, more often than not, I will use scripture in our discussions today. So to make the point, I'm going to be using the book of John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse. And I'm reading from the New International Version. And it simply says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." Another version says, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." I just want to encourage you this, whatever time of day you're watching this, and say to you, you're worth more. You're worth more. There's so many things that are happening in our lives, guys. Right now I'm in a season where I'm very reflective right now over my life. In a few months, I'll be inching closer to 50 years old, and the things that were once vitally important to me really aren't as important to me anymore. And the things when I was younger that I thought I had time to be concerned about, that time has really gone by. And between earlier life and later life, there have been things that I thought I didn't deserve or I wasn't worthy of. There are things that I've been rejected from, or that because of a mindset of fear or just feeling insecure, I didn't think I could have certain things that would bring Jesus joy into my life. There may be someone that's listening to this podcast on today. Maybe you've had a failed relationship. Maybe you were rejected on a job. Maybe friendships or relationships have come to an end and you don't understand why, when you've given your best to it, or just maybe just a host of different things that you're dealing with right now. whatever it is that you may be facing, whether it's insecurity, whether it be rejection, whether it be low self-esteem, whatever it may be, whether maybe you caused it, maybe someone inflicted it upon you because of some past trauma, whatever it is, I want you to remember this scripture on today, that Christ said that he has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Another version says a rich and satisfying life. What's the point, Pastor Kelv? The point is you will only find your satisfaction, your fulfillment, your joy, your peace if Christ Jesus is the center of your life. The Bible says one of our favorite verses of scripture is that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. What is the context here? Is that an eternal God looked on a finite creation and said to himself, they are worth the sacrifice of my son. And the son comes and says, you know what? The enemy of your life comes to steal, comes to kill, comes to destroy. But if you allow me into your life, if you give me access to your heart, you will have a rich and satisfying life. It doesn't mean it will be absent obstacles or struggles or problems or dilemmas. But what he's saying is, in spite of whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whatever rejection has come your way, that Christ is there to ensure that you have the strength through him to endure and realize what other people may reject, through Christ Jesus, you are accepted. You'll never find more joy, more peace in your life than realizing that our God, who sits in the heavens, thought enough about you to allow his son to sacrifice his life for you. And the son, before he sacrificed his life, wanted you to know that if you let me in, you can have a rich and satisfying life, meaning your joy is not found in your husband. Your joy isn't found in your wife. Your joy isn't found in your children. Your joy won't be found in your job, because there'll be times that those things disappoint you. Those things let you down. Those things may bring pain. But the Lord wants you to know that you are worth my sacrifice. And there's nothing in your life, there's no one in your life that can compare to the love that he has for you. Yes, I know your spouse may love you. Yes, I know there's a feeling that you can't explain when it comes to children, but there is a love that transcends even that, that comes from God the Father, that says even when men reject you, even when people hate you, you are still worth my love, even when other people don't see how worthwhile you are. I think that's amazing. I think that's amazing. So as you go throughout this day, whatever time of day that it is, if you're laying down for the evening, if you're getting up for the morning, I want you to know and understand this very clearly. You're worth it. You are worth his love. You are worth his sacrifice, because Christ loves you and he came that you might have a rich and satisfying life with him in your heart. Once again, this is Pastor Kelvin coming to you from a pastor's perspective. I just wanted to drop by for a few minutes and encourage you. I hope that this blesses you. I hope that it inspires you. I hope that it reminds you how much and how special you are to our Lord and Savior. That you know what? He sends his son to die for you. But the son reminds us before he dies on the cross that you know what? I've come that you might have life. Regardless to what the thief comes to do, in me, there's a rich and purposeful life. I hope you'll tune in again soon for another episode of Pastor's Perspective. And if you're tuning in for the first time, or if this is you're one of my consistent listeners, please do me a favor. If you're listening to any of, whether this is on Google or Apple or Anchor or Spotify, help me grow the audience by sharing this. Share it on your Facebook page. Share it in your message. Share it wherever. If you believe this could bless somebody. And I'm excited to tell you, I'll be bridging off into a secondary broadcast with my wife, Nicole, called Built to Last. We just did an introductory broadcast called Misconceptions. It should be in the feed, so you can go back and check that out. We had quite a bit of fun sitting and chatting about misconceptions before you even enter into marriage. So go back and check that out as well. And when that comes out, oh my gosh, when we get that set up and ready to roll, I believe it's going to impact lives for good. But while you're here, share this out. To all of you that continue to support me, thank you so very much. To my church family, to my friends and family, my friends at work, all of you all that text me and let me know that these episodes encourage you and even provide feedback to help me get better, I want you to know how thankful I am. And once again, this is Pastor Kelvin coming to you from a pastor's perspective. And until we speak, peace abide.